Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start then. This is the meeting, the special meeting for the Budget Committee, Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. The members of the Board of Directors and District Staff will be attending this meeting via Zoom pursuant to Government Code Section 54953B. The Board of Directors meeting room will not be open during the meeting. So members of the public are invited to join the Board of Directors meeting via Zoom. Is there anybody but us, or is there
it's just
any
us.
Public? Okay. So if you plan to make a public comment, please observe the meeting via Zoom webinar. See above access information and during the public comment period for the agenda item you wish to address. Use the raise hand feature if joining by phone. Press 9 to raise your hand. Okay, opening ceremonies. Roll call.
Okay, Director Torres.
Present.
Director Garcia.
Present. Okay, approval of the agenda. Motion, move to approve the agenda as presented. Eduardo, you want a second?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Okay, great. Okay.
Do vote on that?
On.
Yes, voice vote.
Yes, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Okay. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments not on the matters, not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record as discretion of the Board Chair. Okay. Let me go ahead and Eduardo, usually what we do is we after we listen to Jessica make all the comment through the paperwork and then we ask questions afterwards, okay?
Sounds good, thank you, Eva.
Okay. So items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of the desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comment to a specific item being discussed at this time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board directors is unable to hear the speaker comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call again. So we are going to review and discuss the proposed mid-year revised operating budget for 2022 and 2023. Okay, Jessica, we're
okay,
ready.
Let me do the share screen. Let me know if you guys can see that.
Yeah,
oh, you're on the phone. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So we'll start with income.
Okay. Go ahead.
So the first thing is going to be pool admission. So we did really good our first full season open after the closure. We had budgeted, we had budgeted originally 7,000 and we actually made 8,722 last season. So I'm putting boosting it up to 11,000 since we'll be opening back up in June, or sorry, in May. For grants, we received 3 Keller grants this year, one for our senior lunch program for 5,000. One for holiday celebrations for 5,000 and one for aquatics for 10,000.
Wonderful.
Okay, so for youth services, which was a grant from Koshland that helps the teen center, we will be using remaining grant funds to help with teen center expenses. So it's not a new grant, it's just one that we had left from prior years, and they let us keep using it. They didn't ask for it back, right. Bay Point Youth Academy, the San Francisco Foundation awarded us with a $75,000 grant for the academy this year. Okay, and then down here, insurance claim reimbursement. So obviously that's the reimbursements for both insurance claims, which were the leak in the Career Center and the Bocce building fire, minus the deductible. And lastly, on income, we did receive our park dedication fees. We received $354,688 in park dedication fees that we'll be able to use.
Okay, so. Eduardo, do you have any questions on the income part of this report?
No, I do not at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, Jessica.
Okay, thank you. So down to expenses. Sorry, trying to scroll. Okay, so liability insurance, so it did increase due to additions to the property, like the new concession stand. And that phones and internet, so that's went up a little bit. We had a promotional discount that ended in August. Subscription and dues, membership fees have increased, so I had to raise that up a little bit. The election, so I did zero that out since the board ran unopposed this year, so we won't be getting charged for that. Security guard rentals. So our rental bookings have increased. So we have had to have security guards come back in, which is a good thing.
Okay.
For maintenance, scroll down. At Ambrose Park, the alarms and security, I did drop that down. So last year included security patrol at Ambrose Park while construction, which we don't need that this year at the moment. Ambrose Park maintenance, that includes the weed abatement, so I did increase that budget. Community center, so grounds maintenance, so we had some repairs done to the well, so that's what's included in that. The PG&E for the mini parks electrical panel is not working at the moment, so that's why it's decreased. Community center PG&E rates have increased, and there has been an increase in gas usage, so I did increase that another $10,000. Okay, so neighborhood parks. So Pacific Site Management has added a 3% fuel surcharge to their service. So that is what the $2,400 is for. Okay, so Anuta Park, maintenance, that includes painting of the wall there. Pool, chemicals, prices for the chemicals have gone up a few times this past year, so we did have to raise that up a little bit. Phones and internet, so we did add services to the new concession stand, so that also is getting applied to that account there. And same with grants and reimbursements. So that's same thing as I said in income. Youth services, so we'll be using remaining grant funds to help with Teen Center. The Bay Point Youth Academy received a $75,000 grant from San Francisco Foundation. And the three color grants that we received this year. And lastly, again, so this is what was spent for the insurance claims for the Bocce building fire and the leak in the Career Center. So the $48,200. And that's it. Any questions?
No, I had a quick question. I was a little confused by, hold on, I'm going back to the notes.
Okay.
The trade went maintenance repairs. I think that's where it was. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find it.
Okay.
Second. I lost it. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. The neighborhood park expenses on the general fund. I'm just, I guess, wondering, you know, why that changed so dramatically.
Yeah, that was it for me, too.
For which one?
The neighborhood park.
The Lynbrook Park.
Hmm. You're asking about Tradewinds Park?
Yeah, I was curious about Tradewinds. I think Evers was mentioning Lynbrook.
Okay, so Tradewinds, that one stayed the same. Are you comparing it to another?
Maybe I'm looking at. Maybe I'm a little bit confused. You know what? Never mind.
So The middle section is what we've spent so far for the year.
I see. So we still have like the rest of the
right.
6,000.
Yes.
Okay. No.
So the one all the way to the left is the original budget. The middle is what we've spent so far, and the right is what the changes we're requesting.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the clarification.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
I did have a question, but no. Okay. I guess it's the Ambrose pool. If the chemicals, we are using more or...
They have been going up the last few years. They've been sending notifications. So it's that, and we have been using more since we're now open fully compared to last year and the year before.
I don't have any other questions. I think you've been real thorough as usual, and I always like the way we do it by kind of listening to you and bringing up the questions later because you explain a lot while we're going through it. Mm-hmm. Mr. Torres, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions either. I also appreciate the explanations. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let me relax myself. Okay, so we're going to do, if we don't have any more questions, we're going to do closing ceremonies. And Mrs. Torres, you want to make a motion, please? Losing my voice.
Yes, I make a motion that we adjourn this budget committee meeting.
I second that motion. And I think that's it, right?
And that's it.
Great, thank you guys so much.
Short and sweet, as usual.
That's right. That's about right. That's well said.
Okay, people, thank you again, and I guess are we going to talk about this in our next meeting?
Yes.
Yes, that's how it works, the amended mid-year budget will be presented to the board, and part of the staff report will indicate that the budget committee has reviewed the recommended changes, and it'll go to the board for full adoption.
Okay. All righty. Anything else? We're done, huh?
We're done.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. You guys
have
a good night.
Everybody have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. See you next week.
Good night.
Okay, take care.